And I'm going to warn you right now, even though I'm part of this segment, I'm afraid of this segment.
I'm afraid of this music.
Well, the music only adds to it. It's going to get even weirder, trust me. The strangest motel in America is a clown motel, and it's out in Nevada. I did say clown motel, didn't I? It's hard to put those words together and keep a straight face. But
I'm not going to be able to talk very often.
Just prepare yourself. Okay. It's going to be awkward. It's the strangest motel in America, the Clown Motel. Nobody knows more about it than Chris Sebula. How do you say your last name, Chris?
Sebella.
I'm sorry. Chris, you spent a month at the Clown Motel. Is that possible?
It is. I did it.
All right. Do me a favor. Do this in order for me, because up until a couple of days ago when we saw your story, I didn't even know there was a Clown Motel. What is it exactly? Tell us a little bit about this Clown Motel.
It's a clown-themed motel in a town called Tonopah, Nevada, which mm-hmm. is directly in the center of Nevada. It's like 200 miles in either direction to any sort of city that has, you know, like more than one grocery store. Mm-hmm. It's just there's clowns on all the doors. There's clown portraits in every room, and the front office has about 500 plus clowns on display.
Okay, not on duty though. Is it staffed by clowns?
No, there. I did see clowns while I was there, but they didn't work for the motel.
They were just passing through town.
Yeah, there was a weekend where about six clowns showed up just to hang out.
All in one car.
right.
It was an Escalade, yeah.
It always is, Chris. Chris, are they going for creepy, the people who own the Clown Motel? Are they purposely trying to make it creepy? They must be, right?
No.
No?
They bought the Clown Motel from the previous owners, and they just left it, as is. I think they realized, we kind of have a lock here. There's probably no other clown-themed motels anywhere.
Well, Circus, in Las Vegas, Circus.
Yeah.
A circus theme.
That's true.
Yeah. All right.
I think it's just a good marketing gimmick. So
now, you decided, you're an author, you're a comic book writer, among your specialties, Captain Marvel, the DC Captain Marvel or the Marvel Captain Marvel?
The Marvel Captain Marvel.
So you're a successful writer, and you're a comic book writer, and you find out about this clown motel, and you say to yourself, what?
I said I want to go there.
Yeah.
And
I went for the first time just for a weekend with a friend of mine, and then after that, I got this weird idea of, I'd kind of like to go back and spend a month there just to see what happens.
Well, without disclosing what's going to be in the book, what did happen?
It was a lot of stuff. The clowns showed up. We held a seance in one of the rooms. There was flooding. There was radiation scares. There was an angry drunk cowboy. There was an RV that was full of blood. There's also the Clown Motel is right next to a turn of the century graveyard.
Yeah.
So, there's that, that is a scene unto itself. I don't know. I'm still kind of processing everything that happened.
Sure, of course.
It varied from soul crushing boredom and despair to, outright horror. So,
all right, Chris, are you yourself freaked out at all by clowns, or this was just no big whoop for you?
Yeah, I'm not scared of clowns. After my trip, I think hate is a strong word, but
sure.
I'm very annoyed by clowns.
Good.
Go away, clown.
So with that in mind, a month of that would seem like a long time to be around something that you're annoyed by, but you did it.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't annoyed by clowns until the actual clowns showed up. And then I remembered, this is why people hate clowns. So yeah, that was a very small percentage of it though. Like, and it got to the point, you know, where I didn't even notice the two like velvet clown paintings in my room anymore. They were just part of the scenery.
I don't know if you watch, there's a show, American Horror Story, and last season it was about a circus sideshow, and this season it's about a creepy haunted hotel. It's kind of a combination of what you lived through the last two seasons of that show.
Yeah, it felt a lot like that. It also felt like, I don't know if you've seen the show Review with Forrest McNeil.
No.
Where he reviews life experiences for other people, and I kind of felt like that's what I was doing, was like I was taking a bullet for everybody who was curious about the Clown Motel but had no interest in actually going and staying there.
Apparently, it is also featured on Ghost Adventures.
Oh, it is.
Which is on demand.
It was.
And apparently, it's haunted. Did you have, aside from the actual things that were happening in front of you that were a little different, were you experiencing anything from the other world? Otherworldly?
No, I mean, the not really, no. I'm really open to it. Like, I was really hoping for ghosts or something spooky. But, you know, I'd go out and stand in the graveyard, you know, at, like, midnight. And, you know, it's just a graveyard. Like, there were no ghosts. There were a lot of cats, though. So my theory is that the cats kind of kept all the terrifying stuff away.
And when they say that the hotel is apparently haunted or supposedly a haunt, is it haunted by your regular variety of ghosts or more circus themed clowny ghosts? What kind of ghosts are we talking about?
I think they mean like minor ghosts, because Tonopah was a big mining town. So the majority of people who are buried in the cemetery next door died in mining accidents. So that's like, if you're going to guess that there are ghosts there, I would say that they were probably the ghosts of miners.
All right, but we can't. Maybe they were clown miners.
Sure,
minor
they could
clowns?
Be. They could. It's possible.
Clarabelle was a major clown.
Yeah.
I don't know a minor clown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bozo, major clown.
Chris, do you consider your month there to be time well spent? I know you're working on this book about your experience there, but now that it's all said and done, are you happy you spent 30 days there at the Clown Motel?
I am. Sometimes I feel like it's something that didn't really happen to me. Like, it's a really long dream that I had.
Yeah.
I just got back like about 3 weeks ago, and I think I'm finally kind of recovered from the experience. So I think I'm happy that I did it, but, you know, only time will tell,
right,
like how psychologically warped I become from this.
Perfect. Chris, you have a website you want to give out if people want to find out more about you or what else you've written?
Sure. It's ChristopherSebela.com. That's S-E-B-E-L-A.
Well, Chris, good luck to you. This is something that I'm glad I never did or will ever do. But
you're
I like
he
to,
did it.
I'm glad you did it for me. You saved me a lot of heartache.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it for you.
That's Chris Sebela. Again, his website is ChristopherSebela.com. We appreciate it, Chris. Have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too.
All right, take care. We'll take a quick break and then more show ahead. It's Bill F. and Hannah Stanley in for Wendy Snyder on WGN.